aming malaman, Panginoon, kung paano po kami magkaroon po ng kalakasan, kapangyarihan na masunod namin, Panginoon, yung tatlong C at saka isang I. Dalangin namin, Panginoon, kayo po ay ang aming patnubay. Kayo po ang nagbibigay sa aming Panginoon ng kalakasan para magampanan namin lahat ang inyong kalooban. Maraming salamat, Ama, na tuloy-tuloy mo kaming pinapalakas, Panginoon, na hanggang sa araw na inyong pagbabalik, kami po ay magkasama-sama lahat. Maraming salamat, Ama, sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. O, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. So, nabanggit natin po that for the next few months, our preaching and teaching will be on the 3C and 1I. So, number one is communion with God. Alam niyo, intimacy with God and the Word. Number two is Christ-like character, fruits of the Holy Spirit. Pangatlo po is commission to the lost. And the I is intercession and prayer. My topic today po na binigay ng Lord is the third C, commission to the lost. At itong commission to the lost, ito po ang magagawa lang sa mga taong who are faithful. The first two C. If you don't have a communion with God, hindi mo siya kilala, wala kayong intimacy, wala kayong ugnayan, you cannot be soul winner. Number two, kung wala kayong Christ-like character, you don't have the love, the joy, and the peace, the patience, the kindness, self-control, fruit of the Spirit, you cannot be a soul winner. At ito po ang pangatlo ngayon, yung commission to the lost. Ang unang-unang tanong, sino yung sinasabi na sino yung nawawala? Who are the lost souls? Ang mga kaluluwang nawawala ay mga taong hindi nila kilalang Panginoon o kilala nila pero ayaw nilang tanggapin. They refused Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Itong mga tao who are lost ay hindi sila maniniwala si Kristo ay anak ng Diyos. At ang Biblia, hindi sila maniniwala na ang Biblia ay salita ng Diyos. This are the lost soul na dapat matutulungan natin. And other than that, these are the person who have not experienced the birth and the Spirit and considered born again. Itong mga taong hindi pa na pinanganak muli sa Espiritu. John 3:3 ang sabi po, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. O tayo ba lahat dito ay born again, magtaas ng kamay? Oh, amen. Yung hindi nagtaas ng kamay, hindi pa born again. At kung hindi ka born again, hindi ka nakakasiguro na hindi ka pupunta, hindi ka papasok sa langit. At ito rin po ang lost souls, hindi lang sa ating iglesia po, sa buong mundo, marami. Yung mga tao nagsisimba, nagwo-worship sa mga ibang mga simbahan o ibang religion, pero hindi nila tinatanggap si Kristo bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas. Muslims, Buddhists, mga Hindus, yan po. Or there are other cults na marami po, kahit sa Pilipinas. Sa tingin ng Panginoon, these are the lost souls. Bakit lost? Na sa araw ng kamatayan, hindi sila makapasok sa langit. And I have met some na kawawa sila. Ang sabi nila, Sir, iba ang paraan ninyo, iba ang sa amin. Police ang kausap ko. Doon natin makita-kita sa langit na lang. Gamitin niyo yung Biblia, iba ang aming ginagamit. Kawawa naman ito. Sigurado po, ang mga taong nawawala, kaluluwang nawawala, hindi nila alam na sila ay has been condemned, has been separated from God. Kaya tayo po ang nasa liwanag, we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the light of the world, meron tayong pagmamahal sa kanila, ang lalapit sa kanila. Because sinasabi po ng John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Kaya all other religion or any religion na hindi sila maniwala sa salita ng Panginoon, they are considered lost, and they are part of our commission na sila ay hahanapin, kausapin, anyayahan na lumapit sa Panginoon at tanggapin yung pagmamahal ni Kristo. And ang tanong, bakit itong mga tao ay nawawala? Yan po. This is the problem po sa mga Pilipinas lang. Na tayo pinanganak ng ganito, kung anong religion ng tatay-nanay, doon na tayo sumasama. May tanong nga, the Roman Catholic saved. Walang makapagsagot yan. Because it is very controversial. In the Philippines, our population is about 90 to 95 million. The Roman Catholic is from 70 to 75 million. About 3 to 4 million are Christians, evangelical Christians. Some are Muslim, some are Buddhist, etc. So majority of them, yun po, mga Roman Catholics. At ipag-pray natin that if you feel that mga mag-anak, makilala, member ng families, mga kaibigan, na sa tingin mo that they are not saved, regardless of the religion, yan po ang ating commission na sila ay malapitan, ipahayag ang magandang balita, at maakay na natanggapin ang Panginoon at madadala natin sa Panginoon. John 15:6, ang mga taong nawawala, lost persons are like branches that are broken off from the vine that will soon wither, pick up and thrown into the fire and burn. Sabi niya, ang mga kaluluwang nawawala ay mga sanga sa puno ng ubas, natutuyo, nababali, tatapon. Pero doon ang galing sa punong ubas, si Kristo mismo. And who are being referred to? Christians, believers who are backslidden. Marami mga tao na tumanggap sa Panginoon through us, through other people, through different churches, but hindi na nagsisimba. They stumbled for some other reasons or whatever happened, hindi na mabalik. Ayaw na magsimba, ayaw na magbabasa ng Biblia, at he has no nothing to do with Christ and other activities. Isama natin po as lost souls. They could be members of our church na wala na rito. Lumipat ng ibang simbahan. Dapat i-follow up natin kung nasaan sila. Kung papasok ng ibang simbahan, be sure that it is an evangelical church. Maraming kulto sa Pilipinas. So that it is our responsibility na souls that receive Christ through a church or through our ministries ay tuloy-tuloy na nakakapit sa puno. And before I continue, I will we will define terms na ating pinag-usapan. Evangelism is number one. What is evangelism? It's preaching the gospel to the unreached or to unbelievers. And gospel, ano pong gospel? Good news. Magandang balita. Sulat po niyon, 1 Corinthians 15:3. So this is the good news, this is the gospel. Jesus Christ died for our sins, He was buried, raised on the third day, and now seated on the right hand of God. Yan po ang magandang balita na ating ipapahayag. si Cristo. During our soul winning or evangelism, Jesus Christ must be central in all our activities. And para pa dito tungkol sa lost souls. Ang mga kaluluwang hindi kay Kristo, ano po ang kailang destination? Impierno. Because they have been separated from God. Without God, there is no hope. These are the people who are living in darkness. At hindi nila alam kung saan ang patunguhan nila. And that's why everyone is commissioned. Mamaya we go to that. Na titingnan natin yung una, mga ating mga kamag-anak, kapitbahay, o kasama sa opisina, ang trabaho, na sila ay nakakasiguro ng buhay na walang hanggan. The greatest gift a man can receive, ano po? Eternal life. Amen ba? Nothing can be paid. No one can pay. Because our eternal life cost, ano po? The death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for us. So, yan ang katumbas. So, it is so precious. And you receive eternal life because tinanggap mo yung kamatayan ni Kristo, pambayad ng kasalanan mo. At on a prayer and a commitment, you go to heaven. Oh, such a blessing. And what is the meaning of soul winning? Ito po, Acts 26:18. I am sending you to them to open their eyes, to turn from darkness to light, from power of Satan to God, so that they will receive the forgiveness of sin and happy place among those sanctified by faith. Yan po ang soul winning, to open the eyes of this person. Because they are in darkness, their mind so on, at hindi nila alam kung ano ang ginagawa, kung saan sila pupunta. And from darkness to light, na magkaroon sila ng liwanag. Saan po ang liwanag? Sa Biblia. Psalm 119:105. The Word of God is the lamp of my feet. Yan po. Tayo rin po, we are the light of the world. Kaya tayo po are, all of us has been commissioned or commanded to become soul winners. Amen ba? Mahinang amen. Amen! Tayo lahat, bata, matanda, lolo, lola, lahat-lahat. We are called to be soul winners. And meron ko pong listahan dito. Reasons why we should win souls. Yan po. Seven reasons why we should win souls. So, number one, Jesus Christ commissioned us to seek out the lost. Yan po. At nababasa po natin yan sa, write it down, Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to observe all things they have commanded you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So the word commanded. So ganun po. Lahat po has been commanded. We have been commissioned. Tayo lahat po has been commissioned to do evangelism po ngayon. Importante po, I underline this, is authority. The Lord has given us the divine authority to go out and preach the gospel. Kaya huwag kayong mahihiya, matatakot pumunta kahit saan. Tatanungin kayo kung what is your authority to be here? That has happened to me. When I was having a Bible study in Bonifacio, sa mga kulungan suon, may nag-complain sa akin. So I was called by the chief of staff of the Philippine Army. general and really. Later, he became chief of staff later and so on. He said, "Niyo Vic, what is your authority to go there to the prison house?" Mabuti, dala-dala ko yung Biblia. At binasa ko ito. Ah, ganun pala. Ang authority mo ay galing ko, Lord. Oh sir. Oh sige, you're authorized. O, palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. Ganun rin, when I was in summer, yung aming chaplain questioned me, what is my authority? Hindi man yung chaplain. At hindi man pumunta sa Bible school. At pinuntahan ko, sabi ko, Father, o ito, hindi sinasabi, all chaplain are authorized. May authority. Tayo lahat. O nga, no. So, ganun po. Remember that. We have the authority to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And who are giving ayo po lahat. And the Bible said is that we are ambassadors of Christ. Kaya when you go there, you represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As what? Ambassadors of Christ. Kaya huwag kayong mahihiya na lumapit sa kahit ang unong kumpisina, kahit kay mayor o kahit ganong kataas. Because we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ and sharing and we are sharing our faith to the lost. And underline that to make disciples. Ganun po yan. So, hindi lang po converts, but we should make disciples. Ibig sabihin po, alagaan natin yung mga convert. Tumanggap sa Panginoon, huwag niyong iwanan. We have to follow them up kung nasaan sila, sulatan, tawagan, bisitahin, and so on. Hanggang sila ay join a Bible study, nakapasok sa simbahan, at tutuloy-tuloy na nagugro at namumunga. And you can go further. And verse 20 po is the promise that I am with you always. Ayan ang maganda. If you have been involved in soul winning, the promise is the Lord God with power and wisdom and strength will be with you always wherever you go. And He will give you what to say and what to do when you are asked. Because ang Panginoon ay kasama mo, kasama natin. And ito rin pong Great Commission ay mamabasa rin sa Mark 16. Yan po. And He said to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Yeah. Inulit lang po. Humayo tayo. Even beyond the Philippines. And preach the gospel to every creature. At mamabasa rin po yan. Still on Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. Dapat dala-dala mo yung salita, because there are people who will question you, and he will makipag-debate pa sa iyo. Pabasa mo lang yung Biblia na yan. Sabi, kung hindi ka maniwala, pare, kawawa ka. You'll be condemned. When God will condemn you, you're out. Nothing. You receive no blessing. At mabasa rin yun po ang Great Commission sa Luke 24:47. That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem. So po, so evangelism kasama po ang repentance. Kasama po ang repentance. Hindi lang po you just tell the good news, but it should start with repentance. Sabihin mo kung on how far they have lumayo sila sa Panginoon at kailang pagsisihan nila yung kasalanan nila before the prayer of salvation. The other reason is, number two, why we should evangelize is the harvest is ripe. Mababasa na yan po sa Matthew 9:36-37. Si Kristo po ang nagsabi, when Christ saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Ganun po. Na si Kristo mismo sabi niya, lalo na ngayon, dumadami ang Pilipino, dumadami ang population throughout the whole world. And they are lost, so they are scattered. Para mga tupa na walang pastol. So he was moved with compassion. Ang compassion is, kawawa naman itong mga tao. Kawawa naman sila. That there is souls to be harvested. Pero, verse 37, truly the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ganun po. There are so much to be harvested, pero wala namang pumupunta doon. That's why the Great Commission said that each one of us should go. And you will believe this, na tayo lahat have fallen short of this. Na maraming mga paraan, panahon sana na humayo tayo, nagpahayag ng salita, o be involved in soul winning. Pero other reasons na hindi natuloy, na-discourage ka, ganito, hindi ka na sumama. And yung mga kaluluwa, naghihintay, nasabihan ka, pare, ang patungo mo, wala, alanganin ka, dapat lumapit ka dito. And I thank God, I was saved on 1986. Someone came to the house and told me the good news. But before that, Kristiyano yan eh, taga Friends of Jesus Christ. But before that, hinahanap kong Panginoon sa mga simbahan. At siya nasabi, ay, bumili ka ng bulto, ganito, at magdala ka ng bulak-bulak, at dalhin mo sa Quiapo, sa Baclaran. Sabi ko, wala naman ata dito. Kung saan hinahanap ko siya. At the time, I was charged with a double murder case. And I needed God. And kaya po, ganun pala ang reason kung bakit na difficult times will be given to us para hahanapin mo ang Panginoon. I believe if not for that case against me, of double murder case, magdududa ako kung kailan ako maliligtas. So I thank God for that. We were detained for 7 years, nothing. Importante, na-board again ako and my family sa mga kamag-anak. So ganun po, that anyone can go out and you can reap a big harvest. At make it a decision in your heart na kung saan kayo pupunta. You can go to anywhere. Mag-pray kayo na para meron kayong mga converts year after year, day after day. Number 3 is 9:38. Therefore pray for the Lord of the harvest to send laborers for his harvest. And he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful. Number 4. And nag-utos sa atin po for Great Commission is the Lord Jesus Christ. He lead by an example. Siya ang Diyos nagkatawang tao, and he was involved in soul winning. Kaya kung ginagawa ni Kristo yan, dapat susundin natin. And ang best example dyan po is nasa John number 4, chapter 4, chapter 1, verses 1 to 42. Yan po, doon si taas. Medyo mahaba yan, but this is a perfect example for all soul winners, or you want to go on evangelism, basahin niyo po ito. Yung example ni Kristo, kung paano siya nagpapahayag ng magandang balita. It is the story of Christ talking with Samaritan woman. At you know this, sa mga Hudyo, pinagbawal na sila will have anything to do with the mga taga Samaria, Samaritan. Sa mga Hudyo, ang mga Samaritan are parang hindi nila kapareho because these are foreigners ng asawa ng taga-Israel. So they are not Jews and they do not worship Yahweh. Kaya yung mga taga-Samaria, so on, sa Hudyo, walang pinag-usapan. At this the story now of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can go to this on your own time, but I'll just quote this. That it was at noon time, at verse 6, Jesus was very tired from the journey. He sat before the well, and it was 6th hour, 12 o'clock. Sila ay naglalakad, si Kristo ay uhaw na uhaw na pagod, may isang balon, siya ay umupo doon. At it was lunch time. At hindi nagtagal, mayroong Samaritan woman lumapit. So, ito po sa evangelism. Pag-evangelize ka, dapat ikaw unang magsalita. At sabihin mo, ang tawag ito is approach. Sabihin mo na nangangailangan ka. Para the other person will feel important. Ang sabi niya, will you give me a drink? Parang uhaw na uhaw siya, sinabi niya. Sabi ng Samaritan woman, verse 9, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. Why will you ask me for a drink? We are not supposed to talk to each other. At verse 10, sumagot si Kristo, if you know the gift of God, and who is it that asks you for a drink? He will give you living water. Ano po? He introduced kagad. Yan ang approach. He introduced kaagad tungkol sa Panginoon. Ano po is the gift of God. Sabi niya, kung alam mo lang yung kaloob ng Diyos at kung sino ang kausap mo, bibigyan ka ng buhay, tubig na buhay, living water. Sabi, so tuwan-tuwa yung babae. Sabi niya, ay papaano? How can you draw water? Ang lalim yan. At ganito. Verse 13, ang sabi ni Kristo, anyone who drinks of this water will become thirsty again. But the water I drink will become a spring of water leading up to eternal life. Sabi niya, ang tubig aking bibigay sa iyo, parang spring, parang bukal na tuloy-tuloy. At tuwan-tuwa yung babae. Sabi niya, paano ito? Sabi niya, verse 14, sir, give me the water so that I will not get thirsty again. At saka, hindi na ako pabalik-balik dito. So, yan po ang kuha ngayon. So, yung interest ng babae, yung kausap niya was sinasabi niya, magaling ito. Magbibigay ng, he must be something because he has the power. And verse 16, itong maganda. Sabi niya, go, call your husband and come back. Sabi niya, sige. Hanap, tawagin yung mister mo at babalik ka rito. Anong sagot ng babae? I have no husband. Parang he was trying to yung argue with the Lord Jesus Christ. Anong sabi ni Kristo? You are right. You have no husband. The fact is, you have 5 husband. And the man who is with you is not your husband. Is this true? Ang gulat ng babae. Ano po? When you are witnessing, use the word of knowledge. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Sabihin mo yung buhay niya. Sabi niya, ikaw lang nakakaalam, 5 pala yung husband ko, mister ko. Saka yung kasama ko ngayon, hindi pa kami kasal eh. Anong sabi ng babae? Sir, I know that you're a prophet. You're a prophet of God. So ganyan kapatid, it is a very strong power. Tool on evangelism is the word of knowledge. Ngayon lang kayo nag-meet, masabi mo kaagad. Paano mo alaman, sir? Alam ng Panginoon. Ganyan. Hindi, interesado siya. So ganun po, pray for the word of knowledge. Kaya dito po, is that before you go on evangelism, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. I should pray for all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, discerning of spirit, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Lahat po. Dapat, these are your tools na dala-dala mo. Para yung tao talagang maniwalang-maniwala that you are a man from God. And with that, umalis na yung babae at naniwala na. And because of that, dito po, yung babae ay pumunta na sa kanilang bayan at sabi niya, many Samaritans from the town believed on Christ because of the testimony of the woman. Anong sabi ng babae? He told me everything I ever did. Kaya ang mga Samaritan, sumama na sa babae doon sa balon. So, witnessing po, very important is yung testimony ng convert mo. Kaya mo, pag-uwi mo sa bahay, sabihin mo ito, ano nangyari ngayon? So, use the testimony. And this, ang testimony ng Panginoon, yan po, can never be questioned by anyone. And because of that, the whole town received the Lord and Christ stayed there for the next 2 days. So, get an example na kung saan ninyo magagamit. Sige po. Sumunod po tayo. Number 5. Why do we evangelize? Because babalik ang Panginoon na. Ganun po. At ito po ang ating marching order, Matthew 24:14. That the gospel of the kingdom will be preached into all the world as a witness to all nations, then the end will come. Pag ang salita ng Panginoon ay napahayag na sa buong mundo, mas madala ngayon, mayroong radio, television, internet, or so on, babalik ang Panginoon. But you can hasten, mapadali natin ang pagbabalik ng Panginoon kung tayo ay humayo sa mga lugar na walang radio, television, and so on. Because ang Panginoon ay hindi siya babalik kung mayroon pa mga kaluluwa na hindi pa nakarinig sa magandang balita. Bakit po? Kasi pagbabalik niya, ang maabutan niya na hindi tumanggap sa kanya, impyerno. So ganoon po, that because of His great compassion and mercy, God is delaying His coming because marami pa mga kaluluwa anywhere in the world, among the Muslim, the Buddhist, among Indians and so on, they have not received. There are millions of them. At lalo na po, ang Islam po ay dumadami. They are very masipag, efficient. In sa Philippines lang, almost every city in the Philippines, meron ng, yan, yung simbahan nila. Yan, may mga kuan na, mga Islam. Talon-talon mga kuan, talon-talon mga Christians. Mas masipag sila. Yung mga Pilipino overseas, pagbalik, Muslim na. Iba naman, nagpa-Muslim dito para makapasok sa Saudi. Para tatanggapin. Kasi Muslim siya eh. Paano mga Kristiyano? Kumukot yung Kristiyano. That's why we really have to pray and we really have to go on, yan, po, masugid po tayo, magpapahayag ng magandang balita. Because these are the times na masipag ang kalaban. Ginagamit sila ng demonyo, masamang espiritu, na hihilain ang mga Kristiyano na ang mga tao at sasama sa kanilang religion. At pagbabalik ng Panginoon, judgment time will come. Kung sino ang maabutan niya, nasa kanya, kasama. He will bring you up to the clouds. Rapture. Ang mga taong ayaw sa kanya, wala nang pag-asa. Kaya mga kapatid, ang titingnan natin is, marami pa tayong relatives, members of our family, kamag-anak, kilala, barkada, kapitbahay, who are still unbelievers. They have their own religion, but they are not saved. And this number five is it's always to remind us na sa pagbabalik ng Panginoon, tapos na. At wala na magagawa. Sumunod po. Number six. And because of that, the Lord will ask you that you account the stewardship that you have received from the Lord. God will, parang kung kamag-anak mo so on, He will take it that it is your duty na magpahayag ng magandang balita, pero ayaw mo, tamad ka lang, wala kang gana. And that is the day of accounting. Maganda po ito, itong Ezekiel 33:8. You just read it on your own time, but I'll read this. Sabi ni Ezekiel, who was appointed a watchman of the Lord, on verse 8, I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and if you do not warn the wicked from his ways, the man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require on your hand. Bigat, no? Sabi niya, sabi ni Kristo, yung mga mahasama, yan, they will surely die. And if you do not warn this wicked sa kanyang ginagawa, and they will die in their sin, his blood I will require on your hand. Sabi niya, ikaw ang makasalanan. Bakit hindi na-born again ito? And he's referring to people who are directly under our authority. Sa opisina, marami mong membro, sa trabaho, sa pamilya, and so on. You have authority over them because of relationship, whatever it is. But wala kang effort. When they will die, the Lord said, kasalanan mo. And the blood of that man, I require it in your hands. So, ganyan po kabigat. Now, you have authority over people. You have the chance. You have everything. Pero ayaw mo lang. Sabi niya, ang mag-solve niya, mga pastor lang, mga leader. Basta, dito lang ako. Anong klaseng Kristiyano ka? Wala. Kulang na kulang. So, ganun po. And Acts 1:8 is an example that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Anong ibinibigay ng Panginoon? Power. Lahat ng Kristiyano should be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and receive power, wisdom, and strength. Binigyan ka nga dyan all this, all the power, all the wisdom, all the strength. Pero, anong ginagawa mo? Dito lang. Smile ka lang sila. Bahala sila. Sabi ng Panginoon, oh, what happened to the gifts of power or gifts of the Holy Spirit? Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gifts of healings. Anong ginagawa mo? Waray-waray. Tamad. And the Lord will give that accounting to you. I don't know if He will allow you to go to heaven. So, ganun po. We have everything that we need. That is in the scriptures. There is no other excuse na gagamitin mo na hindi ka makadala ng kaluluwa sa langit. And everybody is falling short of this. We could have a lot of times na for other reasons, because of business, pressures, you are busy, marami kang ginagawa, or whatever it is, wala kang pera, or wala kang direction, and so on. Wala kang nagagawa. You ask yourself, how many converts that you have in your lifetime? Magulat ka. There are some, they have never led someone to Christ in their lifetime. So sabi ng Panginoon, anong ginagawa mo? Nag-i-enjoy lang. You can go to heaven, but I think they will place you at a small corner. O dyan ka lang. Ganun po. For this year, how many converts did you have? Tanong mo sa sarili mo. The greatest joy of a soul winner is when a person receives Christ as Lord and Savior. At tuwan-tuwa ka. Tuwan-tuwa ka. Na sila rin tuwan-tuwa. Sir, mabuti sinabi mo, hindi ko nga alam tungkol dito eh. Sa simbahan naman namin is prayer ng prayer lang. So, hindi lang. Tuwan-tuwa sila na pinagdala ka ng Panginoon sa kanila. Last week, yung aming sasakyan, ay tumakbo. At matagal ma-repair. Ang gusto pala ng Panginoon, yung pagkasira ng sasakyan, ay merong kaluluwang naliligtas. So, dinala ko sa one shop to the next shop. So, isang shop, yung mekaniko, tumanggap sa Panginoon. Sa kabila, tumanggap sa Panginoon. Nang pangalawa nang nasave, umandar na. Sabi ko, Lord, I'm sorry. Kung alam ko lang din, nag-evangelize muna ako. Naghintay pa ako ng 5 days. Tingnan mo, gagamitin lahat. Gagamitin lahat. Pero importante po is you should be aware of things spiritual. Hindi lang, kasi nasira, kasi hindi kulang na maintenance. These are only earthly. Dapat we should be moving in the spirit. Bakit kaya? Bakit kaya? Lahat na nangyari sa buhay mo, gagamitin mo for the salvation of souls. Na sinabi ko na dati ito, meron kami sasakyan, itong aming FX Tamaro, ilang pieces na nabangga o binangga kami. Pero tuwang-tuwa naman kami. Every time na bangga, iyak-iyak yung taxi driver o jeepney driver, siya wala akong pera, so tama na yon. Dapat makilala mo ang Panginoon. So nag salvation prayer kami. Amen. Pinuntahan ko sa kanilang family. Siya tama-tama siya may sakit ang aking nanay. So pumunta kami, nag-pray kami. Pagkatapos sabi ko, magsimba kayo. Sabay yung Christian Church dito. O siya, punta kayo. Doon na kayo pupunta. Seryong sira. Okay na. So, yung pagabangga, okay na yon. What is the cost? Nothing. Magkano lang yon? Ang kaluluwa na natulungan mong maligtas, the Lord Jesus Christ will be so happy. Anong sabi ng Biblia? Angels are celebrating, thousands of angels are celebrating for one soul being saved. Sa isang kaluluwang naliligtas, parang nagpipiesta ang anghel sa langit kung mayroong kaluluwang naliligtas. And God will be so pleased. So, ganoon mga kapatid, use everything. Na magagawa. And all, use all circumstances na para sila ay maliligtas. Meron pa akong hindi nasulat is 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 and 3. Ito po yung return of the Lord. Thessalonians 5, 2 and 3. Wala po dyan. Sinasabi that the day of the Lord, He will come like a thief in the night. And people will be saying peace and safety. Then, destruction will come suddenly. Sabi niya, ang pagbabalik ng Panginoon, wala nakakalam. There is no one who will know the coming of Christ. Kaya paghahandaan natin, He will come like a thief in the night. Parang ganito, tapos na. Kaya sabihin mo, as you are going out on soul winning, huwag sabihin, Sir, saka na lang, hindi ako handa. Sabi mo, pare, kapatid, Christ can come tonight and you will go to hell. Huh? Amen ba? But there is an urgency. I never allow anyone say, saka na lang, it's all kung lang yan, alibay. Dapat ngayon, kung mamaya ang darating Panginoon, sayang. So, ganun po, when you are sharing the gospel, ganun po, there is the urgency that He can come tonight. And dito po sa yung stewardship, kasi that you receive power to win souls, mababasa po natin po sa Matthew 10, 7 and 8. This is the added verse saying that God has given you everything to prepare you to share your faith with others. As you go, preach the message that the kingdom of God is near. Then susunod po is heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Ganun po. So as you go out, you should be ready to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. That's why you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are still young, on soul winning, sama-sama kayo. Do not go out alone if you are not, hindi ka pa nasanay. Dapat sumama ka. At yung mga who are soul winners, magdala kayo ng assistant ninyo o understudy. Amen ba? O nawalang amen? Amen! When you go out, sabi niya, ganito, paglihans mo dito, o ganito. I used to do that. Ako'y kasama-sama ni Pastor Maxie and Pastor Grace pumunta sa hospital. Sabi ko, ah, ganyan pala. So, I was so blessed na nakita ko paano ginagawa. Para hindi ho kayo mahiya na masabi, tama ang ating ginagawa, o ganito, ganito. Sumama kayo. Do not just stay at home at the comfort and watch television maghapon. Go out. And healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, and drive out demons is what? Exercise of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen ba? You should pray, Lord, give me the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Of word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, descending of spirits, lahat na. Prophecy. And since you are desiring talagang buhay makita ng Panginoon ang puso mo na this is really for the Lord, do you think He will not give you everything? He will give you. Amen ba? He will give you everything para na you will be blessed and you will be encouraged. Plus, there is so much magagawa kasi nakita nilang himala na nangyari. And number 7, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, we obey our commander-in-chief to fight spiritual enemies and set the captives free. Soul winning po is a fight, it's a warfare. Ang ating kalaban ay nauuna sa atin. Ang mga tao po are in bondage of sickness, drug addiction, alcoholism, gambling, and so on. They are in bondage. At bilang mga kawal ni Kristo, tayo po ang pinapadala ng Panginoon to set them free. Kaya, pray for people. There are a lot of people who are in bondage, or fear, or anger, or yung walang pera, walang-wala. Tayo po ang ipapadala ng Panginoon. But you should be ready. In a warfare po, dapat maghahanda. Ephesians 6, put on the armor of God. Dapat araw-araw, minuto-minuto, nakasuot ka ng armor of God, balutan ng Panginoon. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, lahat-lahat na. At any time. Amen ba? Amahin ng amen. Amen! Anytime, as you leave the house, as you give, especially on outreaches, kapatid, we are fulfilling the Great Commission as we go out on the free Bible ministry. Amen ba? Oh, palakpakan natin yung sumasama sa FBM. FBM mo. Amen! But importante, emphasize, give more time on that portion na mga newcomers or unbelievers will receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Huwag kayong magmamadali. Preach the good news. Na hindi lang yan, importante po, hindi Biblia, kaluluwang naliligtas. The Bible will help them grow. But spend time in outreaches and pray, Lord, mag-outreach kami sa Laguna. So, sana Lord, marami mga newcomers or unbelievers so that we can give, so we can preach the gospel. At tuwan-tuwa ka. Ilang tumanggap? 10. Oh, amen. So, these are the converts of the group during outreaches. At ganun po. 2 Timothy 2:3, therefore you must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Going out on soul winning is difficult. Ganun po. Marami kang makalaban. Unbelievers. Ang problema pa, these are your superiors. These are your boss in your office. Sometimes these are your lola, lolo. Sometimes these are your parents. Just speaking it clearly. Anyway, you really have pray as you go on outreaches. These are your neighbors or anyone. Na because of their ignorance or ginagamit sila ng samang espiritu, they will hinder, they will stop you from going out. And that's why you have to endure. Do not give up because the Lord is with you. In my assignment in Samar and in Cotabato, sino pong ginamit? Yung aking commander. Pinahinto yung aking Bible study. So, tuloy-tuloy ako ng Bible study, hindi ko pinapansin, galit sa akin. When promotion time came, hindi ako sinama sa promotion. I was the number one sa listahan, hindi ko sinama because I didn't obey na ihinto yung Bible study. At gusto niya akong i-relieve of my command. Pumunta yung chief of staff, John Abadia, Cebuano. Usap kami, sabi niya, Bay, ihinto mo na yung Bible study mo. Yung commander mo, recommend na ma-relieve ka at hindi ka ma-promote. Chief of staff ng ganyan, armed forces, sabi ko, sir, bihan mo na lang. I can retire na. Yan lang. Full colonel, okay na. Pero hindi ko mahinto ito. So, wala siya magagawa. At pinag-pray ko siya. Ngayon, si John Abadia, Kristiyano na after he retired. O, palakpakan nung natin ang Panginoon. Makikita nila na the people who endure sa bandang huli, they are victorious. Yan. They are victorious. But at the moment, you have to endure this. So, on the next promotion time, bagong presidente na, President Ramos. My second year as brigade commander, nakita kami sa Katbulogan Samar. Ako pre na brigade commander, it's another brigade. And pagbaba sa airport, pinatawag niya ako, sabi niya, Ovic, hindi ka pala na-promote. Bakit? Sir, ayaw ng commander ko. Bakit? Sa aking mga Christian activities, Bible study, nagbibigay ng Biblia. Not knowing that President Ramos is a Christian. And when he was a captain, I was a lieutenant under him. When I get married, he was my ninong. But I never asked help from him. But the Lord really sent him on the time na I was in need to get a promotion. Na hindi, mag-retire na ako. Ah, ganun pala. Sabi na sa aide, tawagin mo siya. Yung aking commander. Sabi niya, if you do not promote Colonel Tigas, mag-retire ka bukas. Oh, sir. Promoted na. Sabi ko, yan lang pala eh. The Lord is with us. O, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Walang makakahadlang. Walang makakahadlang. Gagawin ang Panginoon. Gagawin ang lahat. Because His name is lifted up, tutulungan ka. But importante, patience, endurance. Ganoon po sa Samar. Na yung aking commander nagpagawa ng grotto at saka cross sa mga detachment. Mama Mary doon sa mga detachment. I refuse na magawa ng grotto. Cross pwede, pero hindi grotto. Galit na galit yung commander ko. Pero, sige, pagbigyan ko na lang, sige, maglagay ng grotto, maglagay ka ng imahin dyan, biyan mo na. Pati pag-pray natin na hindi sasambahin ng sundalo. Isang araw, a month later, yung NPA commander sa lugar ko, Northern Samar, sumulat sa lahat ng detachment commander, sinasabi, kung hindi ninyo sirain ang grotto at saka yung cross, ipapako ko kayo dyan. Ang takot na mga sundalo. The next day, sira na sabi, bakit? Sir, sumalat si Commander Sonso, ipapako kami o ibigay mo sa division commander. Ah, ganun pala. Patingnan mo, ginamit tuloy yung mga NPA. Ganun. Ang Diyos is on our side. Amen ba? So when you go on soul winning, all means, do it. At huwag kang mabahala. Because bandang huli, you'll have the victory as he promised. Ngayon po, the next topic po is, what are the correct, right attitudes of a soul winner? So number one, dapat po na you cannot be a soul winner, try to internalize this. Unang-una, you have the compassion for the souls as demonstrated by Christ. John 3:16. Ganun na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan. Kaya binigay niya ang butong nanak na kung sino mang maniwala sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak kung hindi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. So, soul winning po is John 3:16. At sabihin mo, si Kristo ay namatay para sa iyo para magkakaroon ka ng buhay na walang hanggan. Eh, bakit mo ayaw tanggapin? It cost you nothing. But it cost the life of Christ. And importante po is you should have the compassion. Kawawa naman sila. Bakit kawawa? Alam mo yung mga taong wala kay Kristo ay saan? Susunugin sa impyerno. Ang nakakawawa, iba ay kilala natin, kamag-anak, classmate, o ganito, kawawa naman sila. And with that, if you have that compassion, God will open doors for you. Amen ba? Pero wala kang desire, sabi niya, kahit may, baby, I will not open the door for you because wala kang desire na humayo. But if you have the desire na ganito, ganito, God will open and He will talk to you. Magbe-birthday ka. Sa birthday mo, imbitahin mo si ganito, yung iko-convert ko sa iyo. So, pag sa birthday mo, inibita mo yun, yung pala, inibita ng Panginoon, elder, during your birthday party, preach the gospel of Christ. Dito po, sa ating iglesia po, I am so blessed. All our activities are evangelistic. Amen ba? Free Bible ministry, ito ating seminars, whatever activities we have, evangelistic. Even vacation, out of town, evangelistic. Meaning, if there's a chance, there's a lost soul, dapat makilala ang Panginoon. Para hindi magsayang. Pangalawa po. Ito po ang have a good attitude. You should be always be joyful. Masaya ka. You'll have a great joy because bakit po? There is a reward. Special reward for soul winners. Luke 6:7. Sinasabi po, the Lord will reward each person to the things he has done. If you are winning souls, the Lord will bless you exceedingly abundantly and He will bless you while on earth. He will provide everything for you. Like yung mga soul winners, naglalakad pero ang sipag, the next time nino, o mayroong motor na sanggaling sa Panginoon, paano masipag sa soul winning? Maya-maya, mayroon ng sasakyan, may jeep na. And I'll remember always yung testimony. Ayun pala po, with the word testimony. A very good weapon for soul winning is testimony of the Lord's miracle in your life. Testimony on how you overcome sin or how you got healed. Testimony kung paano ka binago. Anong sabi ng Biblia po? We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. A revelation something. Ganun po. Testimony. And ito po ang testimony ng dalawang pastor because I asked them sa Samar, paano kayo mag soul winning? Sabi ng isang pastor na ang trabaho po ay motorcycle driver. Pag Linggo, pastor. Kung Monday, nag-drive ng pedicab o motor. Sabi niya, sir, madali. Pag sabi na Lord, i-witness mo yung pasahero mo, ang gagawin ko, sir, pag kurbada, bilisan ko. Sigaw ang sa likod kasi malapit kaming ma-aksidente. Ipaparaw ko, sabi niya, anak, kamutik tayo na aksidente, mabuti, tanggapin mo si Kristo ngayon. Pero actually, siya lang yun ang nagpabilis. O di lahat, sabi niya, sa isang araw, sir, marami ako nadala ng Panginoon. Kasi natakot na ma-aksidente kami eh. Oh, amen. Sabi ko, kanya-kanyang paraan. Ang isa naman, barbero. Sabi ko, ikaw naman. Ah, sir, iba naman paraan ko. Kung mayroon nagpaahit, pagaganyan, itong labaha, dito ko ilagay. Sabi niya, o tanggapin mo ang Panginoon, ha? Opo, opo.
eh, natakot eh, nandito yung lebaha. O, kumusta? O, sir, nagsisimba. Sabi ko, all means.
Amen ba?
Mahilig ka magluto, magluto ka ng cake, ibigay mo sa kapitbahay. Silalim, maglagay ka ng trucks. Sabi mo, anak, ibigay mo sa kapitbahay, sabi mo siya na siya ay mahal ng Panginoon. O, magagamit ka. Do something. Amen ba? Hanap ka ng paraan. Maghanap ka ng paraan. There must be something that you can do to attract them to Christ. At ikaw ay gagamitin on your own level.
Number three pala.
And the correct attitude po is that at this time of your life, have the joy na when you go to heaven, you will meet your sons and daughters in the Lord. Have the joy na ang haba pala ng pila, mayroong reception line. Sabi mo sa anghel, ano yan? Yan ang mga taong tumanggap sa Panginoon through you or through your church. Wow! Ituhan-tuhan ka, o pare. Sabi niya, di will meet you. Sabi niya, pastor, salamat po na ganito-ganito. Kasi nga, later, na-aksidente ako, namatay. So on. Ahaba, tuhan-tuhan ka. Meron na iba, pagpunta sa langit, sino sumalubong? Wala. Ay, bakit wala? Tamad. Walang convert. But importante, the joy is that when you go to heaven, makita mo yung mga kamag-anak mo. Lola, lolo, mga tatay, nanay, mga kapatid, asawa, mister, na nasa langit na. Na magpapasalamat ka. Magpapasalamat sila sa iyo. Pastor, kung wala ako rito. Ano ang pinakamalungkot when you go to heaven? When you go to heaven, nasaan si ganito? Wala po rito. Saan yun? Impyerno. Ano kaya nangyari? Kristiyano na, tapos nang lamig, nag-backslidin, nang namatay, akala niya sa langit, impyerno pala. Kaya kapatid ko, meron kayong mga kamanganak, members of a church, umayaw na, ayaw magsimba, look for them. Sabihin mo, babalik ng Panginoon. At pupunta kami sa langit lahat, Prince of Skies, hindi ka kasama. And susunod po,
number four, and makita ho natin yan, that there is a cost of winning souls. Ganun po.
You should be ready to be patient, to endure. People will insult you. Sabihin, ano nangyari kay Kwan? Parang sirang ulo na siya. Bakit? Dala-dala niyang Biblia, pumupunta sa mga kapitbahay. Ang makasabi niyan, kamag-anak ninyo. There was one time I shared to a close relative namin. I was refused kagad. Ang sabi niya, by, you should respect my religion. Roman Catholic siya eh. Hindi ko naman tinatanong kung anong religion niya, but I was asking him about, I was preaching the gospel, but sabi niya kagad, respect my religion. I'm sorry. Sabi ko, some other time. Palagi kong sinasabi sa sarili ko, sige, pag nasa hospital, Lord, siya, tawagin mo ako. Wala mga kaluluwa na ayaw, sabi niya, pare, magkita tayo sa hospital. Bakit, sir? Pag na-hospital ka, di sino pang tutulong sa iyo? Ganun po. That's why it is a very good ministry po. Visit people in the hospital. Hospital ministry. Ang kadalasan dyan, ang mga taong ayaw sa Panginoon. Kaya yan na hospital ka. At yung nakaganyan ka, unahan yan eh. Dapat una ang Kristiyano, baka mauna yung kulto. At tatanggap ka agad. Amen ba? So, desire that if you can visit any hospital, do not visit only yung kamag-anak ko sa kwarto. Lahat yan, pasyalan ninyo. Ganyan. At they will not refuse. I see it from my experience. They will not refuse. Kasi nga, tuhan-tuwa sila. Kasi nasabi mo, alam mo kapatid, lahat ng sakit ay galing sa kasalanan. Pag napatawad ka sa kasalanan mo, magaling ka na. Pati cancer, sir, pati heart disease, para kahit saan. Because ang sakit ay galing sa kasalanan. Kaya, repentance. At tanggapin mo ang paghahari ng Panginoon bilang Diyos, tagapagligtas, at dakilang manggagamot. Amen. And you'll be amazed that after a few days, magaling na. So what will be their testimony? Pagpunta sa mga kamag-anak, sinasabi, doon ko natanggap na aking kagalingan. Hindi sa gamot, kung hindi, mayroon nagsabi sa akin na tanggap ko ang Panginoon. Amen. Another one is you go to the prison house. Dito po sa, ito po, 4 and 5, prison house. Paul and Silas. Sila po, lahat ng mga disciples enter the prison for preaching the gospel. Most of the disciples, if not most of them, died bandang huli for the Lord Jesus Christ. But Paul and Peter, ganun po, that go to the prison house. At dito po, sa Acts 16, verses 31 to 34, yun. While nakakulong sila, Acts 16, kumakanta sila, nagpapuri, pasalamat, at nagkaroon ng lindol. Nabuksan ang pituan, pati yung kanilang kadina, at takot ng gwardiya na sila'y tumakas. At dinala sila ng gwardiya doon sa bahay. The whole family of the guard received Christ as Lord and Savior. Ginamit lang ng Panginoon yung pagkapunta niya doon sa kulungan. And we thank God, kapatid, especially mga baguhan, we still have that ministry, the present ministry. Starting noong yung kasama si Pastor Red, anong year ba yun? Sinang gringo nasan, ha? 89. At pag may nakulong dyan sa kwan, tuwan-tuwa. Sinong tuwan-tuwa ako? Pag nagkuna sa television, merong ko. Sabi ko, Lord, damihan mo ang sumama para makulong. Pag nakulong, huli ng Panginoon. Ay, nakulong sila, eh. Diyan sa Bonifacio. And I bless them. Marami po ang mga dedicated Christians. Some became pastors and leaders and full-time workers at different ministries. Diyan sa ating present ministry. Kaya, ganyan po that we should use all means, all occasion na para sila ay mapadala sa Panginoon. So dito po ang number 5, number 6. Ito po ang story ni Peter and Silas. Next. At nabanggit na ho natin kanina, inulit lang. Ang importante po is that when you go on evangelism, you must have a very close relationship with God, that God can speak to you. At buhay na buhay ang salita ng Panginoon concerning evangelism and so on. Para when you go out, you are on your own, dapat kayang-kaya mong sagutin at hindi ka mabahala kasi the Lord is with you. And number 7, consider yourself a debtor. Sabihin, para kang nagkakaroon ng utang. Na meron tayong natanggap na meron tayong natanggap na pagpapala. Saan galing po itong ating blessing na natanggap, salvation, sa kamatayan ni Kristo. So isang pastor I got it from there is that dapat meron kang sa puso mo na sinasabi, naligtas ka, dapat magpagamit ka sa kaligtasan ng ibang tao. That is how we will pay back our debt. But actually, you can never pay back because it cost the Christ death at the cross. But sabi, it's your feeling na dapat naligtas ka, mayroong taong pumunta sa bahay ninyo, dapat pumayo ka rin. Pumayo ka rin. Para matuwa ang Panginoon na ginagamit ka sa kaligtasan ng maraming tao. And who are the people who will receive the blessing? Those who are working for the Lord on soul winning expect more blessing than anyone else. Amen ba? Kasi tuwan-tuwa ang Panginoon. What will bless the Lord Jesus Christ? Soul being saved. Na ang kaluluwa ay naliligtas. More than anything else. Kasi nga po, ang kalaban po sa maraming religion ay they are so aggressive. At ay mga Kristiyano are lukewarm. Pero ngayon, pwede na po. Hindi ba? Amen ba? O, mahina ngayon. Amen! Anong amen na sabihin? Ibig sabihin, starting today, dapat ilagay natin sa ating isipan, ating puso, na, Lord, ipadala mo ako sa mga kaluluwa na ngilangan ng kaligtasan. Open doors for me, Lord, and provide for me. At give me all the wisdom na ito ay aking maipapahayag. At bandang huli, sinama ko po ang outreaches, approaches. Maraming dahilan na ayaw humayo, magpahayag ng magandang balita. Sabihin, kakaya, hindi ako marunong eh. Wala akong anointing. Paano ba? Kung ako'y tatanggihan, o ganito. Marami ang kuhan. So ito po ang ating pag-usapan. Ito, importante po is the approach. One is, seek the lost soul wholeheartedly and voluntarily. It's even, when you go on spill viewing, it is voluntary. Yan po, 1 Corinthians 9:7. Because pinadala ka ng Panginoon and you say, yes sir. Yan. You work voluntarily and wholeheartedly. Hindi na pinipilit ka lang o hindi ka binayaran na mag-soul winning. It must be from your heart. And the person will know that you are sincere na pumupunta na ganyan. Sa states, mayroong soul winning. Ang ginagawa nila, in one subdivision, they will go from house to house at kumakatok sa pintuan, magbibigyan ng tracks, and then they will go to the whole village. Maraming paraan. That is one way of giving tracks doon sa street corners, mga bahay, kanya-kanya. But we are talking about yung person-to-person soul winning. Pangalawa po. Yan po ang maganda. When you go on soul winning, you go to the level of the unbelievers. Huwag kang pumunta doon na nakakurbata ka, nakabarong Tagalog ka, ang kuusap mo, naka-short pants, naka-chinilas. Ang tingin nila, ang taas mo, ang baba nila. Amen ba? Mahinang amen. Intindihan natin is that you go to the level. Yan. You go down to the level. Ganyan. At kung sila ay kumakain ng mani yung street corner, sige, pabili din ng mani. At umupo ka rin doon, kumakain ka ng mani. Ganyan. At makita ka ng iba, sabi niya, anong ginagawa nung nasa corner, kumakain ng mani. Kausap yung mga jeepney driver. You go to the level at tumantua sila. Sabi niya, ito lang yung Kristiyano na yung nakipag-identify. Paano yan? Nakisama. Ano ganyan? At basahin po yung 1 Corinthians 9:19. Sabi niya, I am free and I belong to no one, but I make myself a slave to win as many souls. Sabi niya, to the Jew, I became a Jew. To the people under the law, I'll do the same. To the weak, I am weak. I will make myself everything just to win souls. Ganun po. Amen ba? Identify with them. Na so that you can be accepted kaagad. Kung yung mga tao, mga Bisaya, magbibisaya ka, huwag kang pa-English-English. Sabi niya, English, hindi ko naintindihan. Kung ganito, you'll be like that. Kung ang target mo, mga jeepney driver, pare, ganito. You must know the language. Ganito. Sabihin mo, nung araw, jeepney driver ako, sige, gawintuhan ganito, ganyan. Look, so ganun po, and this is, pangalawa po, let's go out where the people are. Doon tayo pumunta kung saan ang mga tao nag-ipon-ipon. Just like sa, dito po, si Christ mismo, umahayo. Matthew 9:35, go TPH. Yan. You go where the people are. Nag-ipon-ipon, mayroon nag doon ka pumunta para marinig. we are referring to soul winning. We're not saying that we will have a big crusade. Hindi po yung napupuntahan. And an example for ito is soul winning is like fishing, because the Lord said, "Come and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men." He said, when you go there, para kang namimingwit. So, ang tao na gusto mag-fishing, saan ka pupunta? Doon sa lawa na may isda. Huwag kang pumunta sa swimming pool. Sabi, oh, may isda ba dyan? Ang iba naman, doon sa bathtub na lang. Eh, wala namang isda dyan. Let us go fishing where the fish are, kung saan na nagkatipon-tipon. At ang evangelism is merong may planning. Pinag-pray mo. Sabi niya, anong kayang klaseng isda doon? Dapat yung pain na aking gagamitin, yung kinakain ng isda. Kasi nga, yung mag-fishing kayo ng tilapia, ang pain mo ay hotdog. Hindi maintindihan ng tilapia. Hotdog, ano ba yan? So, ganun. Ano ang pain natin? The Word of God. Amen ba? Kahit anong klaseng tao, salita ng Panginoon, because the Word of God is food. Tuwan-tuwa sila. Lalo na po, my favorite, John 3:16. Kapatid, mahal ka ng Panginoon. Ay, sarap, kainin ka agad. Ganun po. So, let us go fishing that anytime, meron kang daladalang Biblia. Yan ang pamingwit mo. Okay, ganito. At meron kang trucks. Pag tumanggap ng Panginoon, iwanan mo na. O Brad, meron akong telephone number, may cellphone number. Kung may problema ka, tawagan mo ako. Kung may sakit yung anak mo, tawagan mo ako. And with that, follow them up. Ah, sige po, next one. Maganda ito. You can witness for the Lord quietly, silently. Na maraming paraan. For example, these are witnessing in the place of work, in your office, in your business. Yan. First is quietly, because ang evangelism po is merong tatlong phase yan. Cultivation, para ka nagtatanim. Tapos, magtanim ka ng salita ng Panginoon, then harvest. So, if you are, ang target mo, yung ka-opisina mo, or grupo mo na ma-meet mo, madalas. Yan po. You can witness by your silently. Ano ang ipapakita mo? The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Ganyan. The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Kung meron kang gustong employee na i-witness mo, yung baan mo palagi, dagdagan mo ng isang saging, pare, saging sobra para sa iyo. Kung babae naman, sabi niya, alam mo, merong nagtitinda ng bulaklak, o para sa iyo. Ganun po. So, slowly, ganyan. Without a legal one, but an act of kindness and goodness. O ganyan. Pag nakita mo yung security guard o ganito-ganito, next time you know, kung meron kang luma na sapato, sabi niya, pare, isukat mo, baka magkasya sa'yo. Sa'yo na yan. Ganun po. So, it needs yung finding out, kung asking God, kung paano ka makadala ng kaluluwa. Ang mga Kristiyano who works with the company, an office, and so on, mataray, ang ingay, siya, sino ang convert? Wala. Sabi, ayan, tapang. Tapos sinasabi, tanggapin mo si Kristo. Ayaw ko. Ganyan ang Kristiyano. Ayaw ko. Kaya mga Kristiyano, mag-ingat kayo. Amen ba? Mag-ingat kayo at all times on how you speak, on how you behave. Makita nila na ang your way of living ay kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon. And it will attract you to the Lord. Sa aming family, I was the first one to be saved. And I did not share it with my family. Kasi nga, when I went to Makati Skyline, may akong security, ako lang muna. So on. But my wife observed na galing ko sa Makati Skyline, tinanggap ko, masaya na ako. Sabi ko, maakwit ako sa kaso. Save ako ng Panginoon eh. So, masaya na ako. So I was at peace and I was joyful and so on. And that attracted Warley. Sabi niya, honey, maganda ata sa Makati Skyline. Masaya ka na. Oh, nandun ang Panginoon eh. And I received the promise that we will be victorious. So, by your own appearance, by your own demeanor, It will attract people. Huwag yung isang Kristiyano paiyak-iyak, sabi niyo, yung anak ko may sakit, magtrabaho ka na. Huwag muna kasi masakit ang dibdib ko. Kasi nung, ang Kristiyano is victorious. Amen ba? Masaya kahit kumidlat, umulan, bumaha, so on. Masaya. Pag umulan, ay, ang sarap, ang lamig. Pag uminit, ay, mabuti. Yung aking nilabhan ay madaling matuyo. Lahat na mangyari, masaya palagi. Positive thinking. Baliktad naman, yung mga unbelievers. Pag umulan, yung aking sinampay, bababasa. Pag umaraw, ang aking tanim, namamatay. So, walang magandang balita. So, positive thinking. Ibig sabihin, na lahat ng bagay, magpapasalamat sa Panginoon. At sa opisina, banggitin mo ang pangalan ni Kristo. Sabihin mo lang, oh sige, maraming salamat. I will pray for you kung mayroon kang mga problema. Ganun lang, cultivate. Sabihin mo, alam mo pare, you're a gift of God to the office. Yung dating pinalitan mo, mahina. You're a gift of God. Tuwan-tuwa yung tao. Sinasabi mong, you're a gift of God. Ganun lang po yan. It's in passing. And later, mabubuha yun. Sinasabi, ang bait niya. Ang bait niya. Hindi ko pinagalitan. It's very forgiving at masaya. It's very joyful, very helpful. And that is witnessing without even saying a word. Makikita nila. The next time you say, pare, gusto bang sumama sa simbahan? O sama ako. Kami na, sama kami. Because you have cultivated enough. So when you invite, they cannot refuse. Amen ba? Oh, amen. And next one po. Yan po. Sinasabi kong testimony. It's very effective because it is your personal testimony and so on. But you need a word of knowledge. Nagpa-physical therapy ako dyan sa Fort Bonifacio. And yung aking nagmamasahe, Lord, I need a word of knowledge. At sinabi ko lang sa kanya, saan po kayo nakatira? Sir, malayo pa. Bandang Tanay. Ha, malayo mo naman. Paano? Nangungupo lang kami dito. Sabi ko, meron namang loti dyan sa Taguig o dito sa Makati para lapit. Sir, mahal masyado. Magkano lang syuldo namin? Sabi ko, could you believe, pare, yung the house where I stayed, binigay ng Panginoon na walang bayad? Ha? Pinag-pray yun, kaya nagkaroon ako ng lote. Binigay sa akin. Magkano ngayon? Mahal na. Kaya, kung anong problema mo, basta na kay Kristo ka, the Lord will provide for you. But tuwan-tuwa siya. Kaya, marami siyang tanong-tanong tungkol sa Panginoon. Importante po is your testimony. Who can question that? Because ikaw mismo ang nagsabi at makita niya. So, ganun po. That, or if you go out on witnessing, just like a very short testimony na nasa Biblia, yung bulag na nakakita, he was brought before a crowd, ang kanyang testimony, one line lang, I was blind, and now I see. O, palakpakan! Ako'y bulag, nakikita na ako kay Kristo. So, that is what you will say. Sabihin mo, I was poor, but now the Lord has blessed me. Oh, amen. Ganun po ang testimony. Maiksi lang. Sige po, number 6. Yan po, demonstrate the wisdom, strength of God to win souls. Ganun po yan. Na, to exercise the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because yan po, nababasa natin sa Matthew 10:8. That heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Have this anointing, the power and the wisdom, so that kahit saang panahon na umabot, handa ka. But have that desire to win souls for the Lord. Hindi ka ipapahiya. Never, never. Because you are working for the Almighty God. Amen. Sumunod po. Ayan po, nabanggit na po ang authority. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Almighty God and His authority is on us. Nabanggit ko na kanina and walang makapaghadlang. Yung mga soul winners, because the authority of God ay nasa atin at magagawa lahat. You can cast out demons, you can cast out evil spirit, and so on. Because the authority of God is upon us. And this is where we win our spiritual warfare against the enemy, against sickness and diseases. Sige po. And you can have this. Ito mga verses po, ito ang my favorite verses on soul winning. Tawag yan is Roman Road, etc. Yan po. I-memorize yan. But ang basic yan is the gospel. Na sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon, siya namatay para sa lahat ng tao, kasi lahat ng tao ay napahiwalay sa kasalanan. At ang patungo nila ay impyerno. Sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon, binadala niya si Kristo, ang butong na anak, mamatay sa krus para mabayaran ang kasalanan. At siya nabuhay muli na sa langit ngayon. Ang kalooban ng Panginoon na lahat ng tao ay maliligtas. Importante lang po, mayroon kang pananalig. Pagsisihan ng kasalanan, mayroon kang pananalig kay Kristo, ligtas ka na. And ang kalooban ng Panginoon, ano, lahat ng tao ay maliligtas. Amen ba? Ang impyerno po ay para sa mga demonyo yan. Hell was made for demons and Satan, hindi sa mga tao. Pero sa mga taong rebelde sa Diyos, mga taong hindi maniniwala kay Kristo, oh, kasama ka sa mga demonyo. Kasama ka sa mga demonyo. And heaven is a holy ground, is really made for us. And I remember I was sharing sa mga sundalo na kumakain ng barbecue, nag-inom-inom. Gaganyan, sabi ko, mga sir, sa sundalo, makinig ko kayo. Ang sa impyerno, parang ganito, bina-barbecue, parang chicken barbecue. Pag wala ka sa Panginoon, mayroong malaking tubo doon, itutuhog kayo. At ibabarbecue kayo dyan. Hanggang ang tubo ay pulang-pulo na, nadyan ka pa rin. Because in hell, you will not die because you are dead. And you will suffer forever. Ganyan po ang sama ng impyerno. Walang Diyos ko, sabi ng mga demonyo. Walang Diyos dito, sa kabila yun. Dito kami. Kaya, lahat ng kumain ng barbecue na huminto. Kasi, delikado pala. O sige, hinto mo man yung beer mo. At nag-pray kami ng salvation prayer. The Lord will give you an opening always. But pray that the anointing of the Lord is upon us this very moment. Amen. Tayo po tumayo at manalangin. Dakilang Ama sa langit, sa pangalan ni Jesus, salamat po sa panahon po na binigay po niyo, Panginoon. Na once again, Panginoon, Ama, we are being reminded that we are all soul winners in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you will forgive us aming kahinaan, Panginoon, aming katamaran, na wala ho kaming nadadala ng kaluluwa araw-araw. At Panginoon, buksan mo po ang open doors for us, Panginoon, sa mga kaluluwang naghihintay sa kadiliman na makatanggap sila ng kaligtasan, mapagaling sa may sakit, at mapalayas sa mga espiritu sa kanila. Kami po, Friends of Jesus Christ, Panginoon, ay handa to win souls for your kingdom. Kami po, ang sundalo ni Kristo, kaya Panginoon, kung anong pong kalooban ninyo, ay kasama ninyo. Kaya Panginoon, ihanda mo po ang aming puso, ang aming isipan, na mag-umapaw po ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon, ang Panginoon sa amin, at garoon po, it will overflow to other people. And Lord, I pray that we'll all receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is our weapons of our warfare. At sa lahat, Panginoon, sa inyong pagmamahal mo po, we are overcomers and victorious. And Lord, we thank you for the souls that you have sent to our church, to our families, and they got saved. Lord, we pray more souls for these coming days. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Please sit down. Kung mayroong mga first-timers dito, kapatid, na hindi ka nakakasiguro kung ikaw ay pupunta sa langit sa araw ng kamatayan, this is the day of your salvation. Religion will not save you. Going to the church will not save you. Ang makapagligtas ay ang pagtanggap ang sa kamatayan ni Kristo ay para sa iyo. Kapatid, mahal ka ng Diyos. Kaya pinadala ka dito sa umagang ito para matanggap mo ang kaligtasan. Sige po, first-timers dito, na hindi pa nakakasiguro, magtaas po ng kamay. Anyone, bandalikod, huwag kayong mahiya. If you are not sure, please stand. This is the day of your salvation. Bandarito po. Sige po, manalangin tayo. Ayon lang tumayo. Panginoon, alam mo po, ang kailang puso. Lord, tinataasan namin, Panginoon, mga first-timers. Lord, open your hearts to you, Lord, so that the love of Christ will enter their hearts. And Lord, let the compassion and the mercy of the Lord will be upon them for all unbelievers and those who are young Christians. And Lord, we pray that they will receive you as Lord and Savior, and they will receive the promise of an eternal life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Palakpakan natin ngayon.
Oh.